Oh, Roo, I got in early this morning. Got in bright and early. I combed my hair, put on my underarm. I thought she was coming into the studio.
No, she's not coming in.
Oh, what?
COVID, it's COVID.
Sorry. COVID. All right. But this is the next best thing.
It is.
Tell us about the show on Channel 9, Roo.
It's called The 100, yep. And one of the stars of the show tomorrow night is Sophie Mung. She joins us now. G'day, Sophie.
Good morning. How are you going?
Good. Very good. Sorry to get you up so early. Are you normally up this time of the day?
No.
Well, that's honest.
And Ditch usually doesn't brush his hair either, but now I can look at, that's actually been a little bit well kept for a change.
Yeah. Tell us about The 100. Are you having fun?
It's so fun. It's a lot like radio, actually. So, yeah, you just sit there and talk shit, really.
hey, don't expose us. God, we get paid to do this. Yeah,
Now,
your favourite question so far, there have been things like, you know, do you pee in the pool? Do you believe in God? It's varied. It's diverse. What's been your favourite question? Have you got one?
Well, on Tuesday, I asked dogs or cats.
Oh, yes. Right, that's very divisive.
And what are you?
Yeah. Dogs.
Yeah. Dogs.
Yeah. What are you?
Oh, definitely dogs. Yeah. Definitely dogs. Cats give you nothing.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, that's
no,
right.
They give you nothing.
Hey, speaking of radio, you do some work with Kyle Sanderlands. What's he really like?
He's awesome. He's actually sweeter. A lot sweeter off air.
He doesn't come across like that, does he?
Yeah, he is. He's soft and sweet.
All right. Well, that's good then, because last week he was having a crack at the Paralympics.
He was.
I thought that was a little bit of a
He doesn't miss too many. Now, Soph, just so you can help us out, we're doing a segment at the moment. It's a competition to find the best tradie. You know, and it's not just
best
the hottest tradie. Best type, because they get a bit argumentative. Like, who's most important on the site? You know, is the electrician the most important, or is it the brickie? Have you got an opinion on this? Because we're actually doing it quite soon this morning coming up.
Yeah, well, I think they're all good. You need all of them. But I'd say carpenter. Is that the one that builds, the main house?
Yeah, he puts the wood up.
Mm.
He's the number one. Righto, I did a bit of research on you last night too, Sophie. And
This is the first time I went through
a couple of your ex-boyfriends online and found Jason Statham. Now, he's one of my favourite actors. Is he as good a boyfriend as he is an actor?
He's a nice person.
Yeah. See, that was...
He's a nice person.
Very diplomatic.
That means he's no good at all. I'll let that one go then.
Yeah, we're not trying to get a headline here at all, are we?
Yeah, right.
Now, Andy Lee, one of the most popular men in Australia today. Speaking of other men, Andy Lee, everyone loves Andy. What's he like?
He's really nice too. Imagine I'm like, arsehole. Like, I'm not going to say anyone's bad.
Well, that's what we're hoping you're going to say.
Andy's cool. Really cool. Very professional.
Right. Hey, my wife said you were the Marilyn Monroe movie world or movie land before?
Yeah, movie world. That was my first job.
What was that like? Good?
Yeah, these questions are so
funny. we're just talking about the show too much.
This is your life, Sophie. We're just running
I know. It's a bit like This Is Your Life. Movie world's the funnest place to work. You're just like singing as a character. But I used to get in trouble. I got written warnings. So I used to turn up with no shoes because they provide the costume.
Oh, Marilyn.
So I got a written warning for not wearing shoes to work.
Yeah, work health and safety. You must have been pretty young because that was pre-Bardot, wasn't it? You must have been young when you were doing that.
Yeah, I was about 17.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fantastic. All right, we're looking forward to seeing you on the 100, Sophie. Thanks for giving up early and taking a call.
She's glad
you did. Oh, don't worry.
Sophie, tomorrow night in the 100 with Andy Lee after the block on Channel 9. Sorry about that.
Hard-hitting questions.
Yeah.